the few, the proud, the Marines.
And it's time now for Community Connection, and it's brought to you today by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville and Tallgrass Motors. And today I am talking to Carrie Cox, who is the Director of Washington County Emergency Management. Hello there.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
All right. And you told me recently about a girl at Bartlesville High School who is doing a fundraiser for fire prevention education.
Yeah, we've got a young lady here at Bartlesville that has applied for a leadership position, I believe, in the band. And part of that, part of her requirements for that is to do a community project.
Okay.
And since her dad is actually a member of our volunteer fire department, she chose to do that fundraiser on fire prevention and education. So we welcome that, because that really helps us a lot as well. So she's got this site set up that you can, we've posted information on it on our Facebook page, and you can access that. And she's got some statistics and information on there. And if you would like to donate to the fire education cause, then you can do so right there online.
All right. And I wrote a story about it, too, so you can find the information at BartlesvilleRadio.com, too. I think what it's Go Caring something. It's not GoFundMe. It's a little different.
You're exactly right. And I don't know what the exact page is where she set that up, but there is information on it, like I said, on your website
and on Facebook.
And on our Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Hopefully people will donate for that, because you guys do need to let people know what they shouldn't be doing, especially when there's a higher fire danger.
Like we've had the last few days.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, on and off. It's for a couple of days, and then the wind switches and then switches back around. And we're got a heightened fire danger this afternoon, too.
Yes,
right?
Winds are supposed to come back up this afternoon, and humidity levels are supposed to go back down. I guess we've got an approaching front coming in this weekend, so in advance of that, we're seeing this weather change, and it's going to put us back in the high fire danger.
Okay, and we've got our fingers crossed. So far, this week's been pretty quiet, right?
Yeah, we don't like to use that Q word, because it seems to jinx us. But
I got my fingers crossed.
Okay. But yeah, it's I think everybody's been doing their part and have been very cautious and aware, and so it's not been too bad this week. But the conditions have definitely been bad, but we've not seen many fires this week.
All right. I keep reminding them, you shouldn't, I know you have to burn stuff off. I understand that, burning, the leaves and the underbrush and all that, but don't do it when it's windy.
Yeah. And and there's an entire process or requirement, if you will, for landowners that are wanting to burn. A lot of our farmers and ranchers around here do that as part of their land management.
Right.
And it's a very beneficial process, and it's a good process that they use, a tool for them. But there are some requirements that they have to meet by state statute in order to do that. And basically that's, notify all their adjoining landowners. They have to notify the local fire department.
Okay.
All of this prior to actually doing the burn.
Okay.
And they
don't call for help afterwards.
Yeah. And they have to be able to maintain control of that fire as well.
And they don't have to get a permit to do it, or they do?
Not outside of the city limits. They do not need a permit. But they still have to meet these requirements of notification of the fire department and adjoining landowners and so forth.
Okay. And how would they, I understand a little bit. I saw, because we had a small one, a landowner was burning on Sunday, and I went out and took a look at it. And they had some guys along the road with, I guess, water trucks.
Sure.
In case they had to, wet it down or something. But is there other ways that they can maintain the control?
And it's all going to depend on the size of the burn that the landowner is wanting to do. Some of the larger ranches and stuff actually have their own water trucks, or they'll have tractors with spray rigs. If you're just burning a small patch, say a garden patch or something like that, then you can do that probably with a hand pump sprayer or a garden hose and some rakes. So, it depends on how big a burn you're actually trying to do.
Okay. All right. All right. And now, volunteer firefighters, you always need more, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's all the departments, not just here in Washington County, but around the entire area. That's kind of a common theme right now is the guys that manage those departments say it's tough to find volunteers now because it is a pretty good sized commitment, you know, right. With the training and then having to jump up and leave your family and things like that when the alerts go out. So it's quite a commitment, and it's difficult to find people that are willing to make that commitment and do the training and the amount of time that's
involved. How long does the training take?
You know, and it varies from department to department. It depends on what that department has set for their training standard. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a one-time deal. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, you have to keep refreshing yourself, yeah. I guess.
So it is a big commitment.
All right. Now, do you guys do any kind of recruitment or not really?
Some of the departments do. We really don't. It seems like, I say that. We do go out and talk to different groups, and we're doing here today. And that usually brings us in some applicants from time to time.
And then, so if somebody wanted to be a part of it, they would... What would they do? Contact the emergency management first?
Yeah, they can come by our office. We can tell them whose fire district they actually live in, because we've got 8 different fire departments here in Washington County.
Right.
And you really need to live within that fire district. As far as our fire department, the Washington County Fire Department, they can pick up an application at the emergency management office or talk to any volunteer fireman, and they can give you information about their department as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a little break, and we'll come back and talk a bit more. You're listening to Community Connection. I'm talking to Carrie Cox from the Washington County Emergency Management.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And trying to do two things at once, that'll hurt me, like chewing gum and walking. Anyways, this is K1 1400 AM 93.3 FM, and news time right now is 8:44, and I have a caller on the line that wants to ask Mr. Cox a question about controlled burning.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and ask your question, sir.
Yes, Mr. Cox. My question is, I understand via DEQ that the state has passed a law that any county that touches upon the city of Tulsa, Osage County, Tulsa County, et cetera, cannot, under any circumstances, open burn. You know, you can't get a permit. I've been through DEQ, and, you know, Washington County, now it's different because it's not under this same legislation. You know, so how would you address that, sir?
I'm sorry, I missed the very first part of your question there. I know you were talking about Tulsa County and the areas around that.
Any place, any county that touches upon the city of Tulsa. In other words, Tulsa goes into Osage County, it goes into Tulsa County, of course, and a couple or three other counties that it touches in. Any of those counties that Tulsa touches in cannot do any kind of open burning. I know as farmers we've done it forever. You know, but now it is 100% illegal. And like I said, if you have any questions, they need to contact DEQ.
Okay. Are you talking about the city limits of Tulsa that spill over into other counties?
Yeah, anything in Tulsa that spills over in any county, if Tulsa touches that county, then you cannot burn in that county. Even as massive as Osage County is, part of it, Tulsa still sits in part of it.
Yes, and, yeah. And that is true, and it's actually true with many municipalities' city limits. Most city limits do not allow you to do any type of open burning within the city limits. There are some communities, some cities, that will allow with a permit to do certain types of burning. But a lot of your larger cities, like Tulsa, for instance, do not allow that at all.
So you are the way the law reads is you cannot burn within the entirety of that county. Yeah, most cities don't allow open burning, understandably. You know, but you know, you cannot burn anywhere in Osage County. Now, this was told to me by the DEQ fella, you know, and he was very, very adamant about it, you know. And anyway, like I said, I had a very large pile of brush, and they would not allow me to burn it.
Yeah, that is true. You are correct with that.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, sir.
Right, and so hopefully we answered him. Grilling in your backyard allowed? Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, unless we happen to be under a burn ban, which...
Which means you can't burn at all, right?
Correct, and we're not under a burn ban. And that, you know, that's a good point. A lot of folks confuse the red flag alerts that are issued by the National Weather Service with a burn ban. A red flag alert issued by the National Weather Service is not a burn ban.
What it is.
It's simply an advisory. The only active burn ban in the state of Oklahoma at this time, county burn ban, is in Harper County out in the northwestern part of the state.
Right, where it's really, really, really dry.
You know, and while we're talking about the fire department stuff, I'd like to take a quick moment here to mention a lot of the area fire departments are participating in a benefit breakfast tomorrow morning at the Masonic Lodge here in Bartlesville.
Okay.
And the proceeds from that will benefit those departments that are, those volunteer departments that are participating in the morning. And we know the Masons do a great job with their breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good opportunity to get a good breakfast and help the local fire departments.
And the money that's raised by that, they use it for anything, mainly equipment.
Yeah, fuel, maintenance, anything like that.
Okay. All right. That's good. And it's at the Masonic Lodge. And what time's breakfast start tomorrow?
Starts at 7 a.m. and cuts off at 11, I believe.
11. All you can eat?
Yes.
How much? $6?
I think $6. And you can see any volunteer firefighter for a ticket, or they'll be selling tickets at the door as well.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, if you want breakfast tomorrow, I'll be doing consumer calls, but it starts early enough for me to get breakfast.
Oh, well, great.
It starts at 7, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't start consumer calls till 9:15 tomorrow, so
we'll see you up there then.
I can eat all I want, or too much, or something. Anyways, all right, so that's something to think about tomorrow. You can help out our local volunteer firefighters by going to breakfast tomorrow. You can't lose with that. You know, $6 to get all you want, and there's bacon, right?
Yes, absolutely.
See, bacon is important. Some breakfasts don't have bacon, and I don't. I'm not going to that breakfast. Bacon is important. Anyways, let's see. What else can we tell folks about? The volunteer thing again. I want to get back to that because I know that you guys always need more volunteers. And what's the age? Is it going to be 18 or 21?
Yes, yeah, got to be 18. Got to be 18.
Okay. All right. Because I'm thinking high school, but I guess it would have to be more college because high school
might not
be able to. Now, there
are, as far as the fire departments, there are a couple of departments of the volunteer departments. I think Oglesby has a program, and I know Washington County has a program, a candidates program where they will actually take the younger age folks and get them started with some training and stuff so they can see if that's actually something they are interested in by the time they're 18 and eligible to join the department.
Kind of like ROTC.
Yeah.
But for firefighters instead. Okay, well, that's good because we need the younger people out there because us old folks get tired.
Absolutely.
And dragging those hoses around, that's hard work.
Yes,
I think.
Yes, it is.
They're pretty heavy duty. All right, let's see. What else can we tell about? Oh, we have severe weather season coming.
Yes.
And so that involves stuff like storm shelters and hazard mitigation and all that kind of thing. Hazard mitigation, how is that going? We have a plan that includes Washington County, City of Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan.
It includes all of Washington
all
County,
of Washington
including
County.
The school districts in Washington County. And that planning process is coming to an end, at least for this round. It's a continual process.
Right.
But the plan, we're putting the final touches on that plan, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks, actually, that plan will go to the state for state approval, and then it will go on down to Denton, Texas, to FEMA Region 6, where hopefully we will gain the federal approval that we need, then come back to be adopted by each one of these jurisdictions, the school boards, the cities, and the county itself.
And then what that does is it makes us eligible for FEMA funding in case of a disaster.
Absolutely. You have to have a community has to have a current hazard mitigation plan in place in order to be eligible for those disaster funds.
Okay. And then you can see it after it's approved, or
We will actually publish it on our website.
Okay.
And put links to it on our Facebook page so that they can download that and look at that plan if they would like to.
All right. And just so people have this information in their head before severe weather season, where are there shelters in Washington County that anybody can go to?
There are no public shelters.
Okay.
In Washington County. Now, with that said, there are some churches and other establishments that may have shelters in their buildings that open to the public, but there are not any publicly operated shelters within Washington County.
Okay, I thought that Dewey Public Schools had.
And they very well may, but that would be an action of the school itself.
Okay, of the school itself. All right, okay. What's the best thing for people to do if there is severe weather coming, if they don't have a storm shelter?
Yeah, they need to identify a shelter space within their own home. Even if you don't have a manufactured shelter, there are safe areas within most structures to where they can take safe refuge. And that would be to go to the center portion of the structure. The goal here is to put as many walls, if you will, between you and the storm as possible.
Okay.
So central part of the structure, away from outside walls, away from windows, in a small, well-built room, like a bathroom, closet,
right,
underneath a stairwell, something like that.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. Just want to give people the information beforehand, so when it comes, then they'll go, oh, gosh, what do I do?
Absolutely. And you know, and one of the people need to be able to get information as to when they need to take shelter. You know, and there's several things that they can do to be able to do that. First and foremost, we think everybody should have a NOAA weather radio.
Right.
A great source of information there. Of course, they can listen to you guys here at
the
radio station, because you're putting that information out.
Because we have one of you in here with us.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of the media outlets in Tulsa, the TV stations, have apps for your smartphones,
right,
that you can use. There are a lot of independent apps for smartphones. So a lot of sources of information. Then, of course, we have the siren system here within the city of Bartlesville as well. So lots of ways to get that information. And folks need to be able to gain that information so that they know when they need to take shelter and when it's safe to come out.
Right, and we will always keep you right up to date with that information. KWON, the rest of Bartlesville Radio, we get right on the air when there's severe weather in our area to keep you advised of which way it's going and things like that, and when you absolutely should take shelter, get off the streets, those kind of things. And if you need more information, of course, you can always go and look at Washington County Emergency Management, and Bartlesville Radio will keep you up to date with that too. And I appreciate you coming in, Mr. Cox. Yay.
Enjoyed it.
You're in here. And don't forget about the Firefighters Breakfast tomorrow morning. Starts at from 7 till 11. It's at the Masonic Lodge on Washington Boulevard. Right by Tuxedo, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Just north of it.
And it's $6 all you can eat, and they have bacon. So bacon is important. We all know that. If you don't have bacon, what's the point in breakfast? That's what I think. Anyways, all right. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And now it's time for, it is time for ONN News. If I just had it in the right place. Let's see here. There we go.
Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says another round of budget cuts will be brutal for schools. State Finance Secretary Preston Dorflinger has declared a second revenue failure and has ordered state agency budgets slashed by 4% for the rest of the school year. Spring break is 10 days from today, and state epidemiologist Dr. Christy Bradley wants Oklahomans headed to Zika-infested areas to take precautions against mosquito bites. The first Zika cases have now been confirmed here in Oklahoma. Public and private schools could enter into agreements with private companies to ensure internship and mentorship programs for high school students under a bill by Representative John Montgomery of Lawton. And the Thunder blow another lead in the fourth quarter, lose to Golden State 121-106 last night. I'm Randy Renner, ONN News.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
How many times this week have you asked what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the K1 Weatherline Forecast Service at 918-336-2900 and find out. You get the forecast plus the time and temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. Weatherline is brought to you by Reliable Electric Products, Jane Phillips Medcare Pharmacy, Advanced Benefit Systems, and by Caregiver Services of Bartlesville. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. Put the number in your phone and call 918-336-2900.
What you want to know about